Okay, we're up to the new Pedicate of Samach Dalar Mal of the Mishnah. Okay. Rabbi Lezer says Poischin. Okay, we had a Samach Dalar Mal Aleph, the new Perik. Rabbi Lezer says Poischin La'odim. When somebody made a neder, how do you end the neder? There's two ways. One is through charata. He says, I regret that I ever made this neder in the first place. And the other one is through a pesach. A pesach is we find an opening and we say, had you realized this and this would have happened, would you have made your neder in the first place? And he says, no. So it's as if the entire neder was built, was predicated on an error, on a mistake, and therefore as if you never made a neder in the first place. All the way around. You weren't aware of it at the time. If it's new, that's called Neulah, which we're learning about right now. We'll learn in a minute. One of the ways of doing a Pesach is we tell a person, had you known that your parents would have been embarrassed or ashamed, people would go around saying, hey, this kid goes around making the Dorim, must be learned it at home from his father and his mother that they used to make the Dorim, and the Dorim is an Avera. So now they're shaming his parents. If you would have known that because of your behavior, your parents are being shamed, would you have made this neder? And if he says no, that's considered a pesach. And I believe we go that far. We had before, a long time ago in the Gemara, we had a few examples. You know, we told him that you realize that it's like you're building a bummer, and he brought a few different psukim that if you make a neder and blah, 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 this is going to happen, like you stab with knives.
With no food. He said his father wouldn't, none of you could have my food. And he realized the exclusion of my father.
Well, that's something else. That's the Tumah as a Pesach. Yeah, that's a Chasnim. The Tumah as a Pesach, looking for an opening that had he thought this through, we would have realized I shouldn't have done it. But here, all you're doing is saying that you're insulting your parents. Because people, and actually the Rashi and some of the Rashi say an interesting thing. If people misbehave, if people are a Rasha, even if the father, mother, tzaddikim, people automatically assume that every Rasha is Ben Rasha. They can't imagine that a tzaddik should have a child of Rasha. So they tell him, you're shaming your parents. So our brother says, good. Chacham says, it's not called a Pesach. The Gemara will explain later why not. Amar Abtzad said, he said to Rabbi Lezer, how can you use this kind of a Pesach? If so, why are we talking about embarrassing his parents? And so on. Why don't we say, you're embarrassing the Eibishter because the Eibishter doesn't really want you to make a neder. So let's also say to him, if you would have known when you made this neder that in a way you're defying the Eibishter, would you have done it? And he says, no, that's it. Well, he's neder. So why do you have to go to the parents? If you can make such a generic kind of a Pesach, usually a Pesach is something very specific to the neder you made, would you have realized so and so and so, would you have done it? But over here, this is a very generic one. You're insulting your parents. No, you're insulting the Eibishter. So why don't you do that? And I don't see you saying that. So Rabbi Lezer answered back, no, im kein ein adarim. Rabbi Lezer says, when it comes to covered hamakim, that's not a pesach. Because if so, you'll never make a neder. Because every single neder has that pesach about the Eibishter. Not every single neder has about the parents, as we'll soon see. Yeah. Back to the Mishnah. And Rabbi Lezer sees there's a distinction between using the covered of the imay versus even covered makam. First of all, the Mishnah will say in a minute, according to one pshat, Moedin chacham Rabbi Lezer bedover shebeinoy lebein of the imay shepoitam covered of the imay. That everyone agrees that if the neder l'chatchil was against your parent, wasn't stam a neder, I'm not going to eat meat. And then we give a Pesach, had you known you were embarrassed, your parents were making this neder, would you have done it? But rather, if he made a neder that directly affects his parents, his relationship between his parents, then everyone is made. Of course you could say, if you don't know, your parents would be upset, would you have done it? Because that negated to the parents. That's all right. Because not everyone works. What do you mean? He knew that.
It's a ruse. The whole Pesach they were looking for, the whole neder was only in order to get his father to come to the wedding. He was Madrid Hanor from his father.
Correct.
So he said to the other guy, you buy the wedding.
No. Over there he said, I don't want a father to have any Hanor from me. So what's the Pesach? That your father would be insulted? What, you didn't think your father would be insulted? You don't let him walk into your house? What did you think? It has to be something here. Yeah. I will soon see in the Gemara why by Mokum not, and then you'll see by Ov why it's different. Says Gemara Vayte, that's one thing. But another thing Rabbi says, Potchim b'Noilid, part of the Pesach is we can use Noilid, which means if something occurred now that we didn't think of before, didn't happen, it wasn't there before, even then we can use that as a Pesach. Had you known that this and this would have eventuated, would have come out, would you have done it? We'll soon see examples. Chachamim, say no, you cannot use a neder, a neder. At the time of the neder, that wasn't a pasuk, that wasn't there, didn't exist. So therefore, you can't say as if the neder never happened. How can you say that at the time of the neder, this event, this thing didn't occur yet? For example, Ketzad Omri said, Koinim she'eini nen li'ish ploini. He says, I will not have a hanah to that person. I don't have anything to do with that person. Then turned out to be Benasa Seifer. He became either the teacher of the town, or he became partial of the Sefer, and I have a Zuzah to check. I have no Breda, I need him. But at the time when I made the Neder, he wasn't the Sefer. He was making a chasna for his son, and I get on with the son. I want to go to the chasna, but now I can't go to the wedding. The Amman, he says, Yilu ha Yisu Yoidei, if I would have known, Shehu Nasi Sefer, he became the teacher of the town, the Rav of the town, or he became the Sefer. But I didn't realize he would marry his son so earlier. His son yesterday was, you know, a young guy. That is called Noilid, and Abelazar says you can do that. What about same thing? I asked him myself from ever walking into this house again, and then the basic neder that house became the shul. That's Noilid again. At the time when you made the neder, this house wasn't the shul. Omar, he says, Ilu Yisi Yede, had I known Shehu Nasa, basic neder became the shul. Loi Hayisi Noilid, I never made the neder. Rabbi Lezer says that's all right. It's a good Pesach, and the Chum says it's not all right. It's not a good Pesach. Okay, let's understand. I remember vaguely. Okay, my ain't the dorim. Why you tell me? So what did Rabbi Lezer answer back to Rabbi Tzadik? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadik, if you're going to make a neder, and you're going to use a Pesach covered hamok, and then you're sold to Eibusher, then the whole idea of neder falls apart. What does it mean by that? Omar Abayi says it means im kain. If so, ain't the dorim nitorim yafa, which means as follows. We need to make sure that the guy genuinely says, I would not have made the neder at that time. If you go to him and say, look, if you don't know that you're insulting the Eibishter because it's against the Eibishter's wishes, what you just did, what would you have done? So, of course, which person is going to say, I didn't care, I don't care? Obviously, that's why Rashi will say, I would have realized. But he's not genuine because he talking made the neder, he knew what he made, and he wants the neder to continue. So that's not called a Hatorah. Mashenke and Abeleza says, Sacham hold, therefore you can't use any of these kind of hatayim. Not parents, the same thing, because he won't be genuine. He doesn't want to insult his parents, but he really wants an editor to go ahead, so he'll say, how can you go against his parents? He'll say, yeah, of course I wouldn't have made it, but he really does want to go. However, Abeleza says, when it comes to his parents, he doesn't mind going against the parents, because then the Eibishter covers all mitzvahs. The parents is no different than, all you're doing is one aveda. Kivud aveim. All you're doing is one aveda, so I didn't do kivud aveim. There are many mitzvahs I don't do. Mashenk, when it comes to Eibishter, it's all Tayag mitzvahs. You can't say, I don't care about Eibishter. I mean, you don't care. That far you won't go. That's Rabbi Lezer. And Chum says, there's no difference between parents and this. That's a bayah. However, Rava says, Imkein, if so, Ein nidorim nish'olim l'chacham. If it's so easy to go ahead and imata neder, just say, look, if I'm defying the Eibishter, there's no neder, then I go once to a rabbonim to imata my neder, and I see what they did. They said, Pesach, if you don't know that making a neder is against the Eibishter's wishes, would you have done it? And I say, no, and then the neder is ois. So I will stop going to Chachamim, because I know how to do this myself. So therefore, we don't want this, and then what happens is, and the din is, as some of the Shoyim say, it says, lo yachil devaroi, that you cannot in any way undo your words, you have to go to somebody else. Acherim moicheloi, others can do it for you, not you yourself. So therefore, we have to make sure that we can't make such an easy Pesach that everyone can do it himself. That's why. Okay. Now, so halacha and the same thing with parents, then what's the difference? Why? Okay, and Chacham hold the same thing by parents. But why is Rabbi Lezer hold by parents? Because Rabbi Lezer says, not every single neder you make insults your parents. It's not every neder. Some nedarim are kind of nedarim that are don't necessarily parents. It's only like heavy, major duty nedarim that people say, oh, this is kind of mix, this kind of nedarim, something's wrong. For example, neder, I don't have anything to do with this guy. It's not like you're fighting. That's like a bad thing. If a guy says, I don't want to eat meat, not healthy, whatever it is, that's not a bad thing. So you're not the mezalzel the kavod of Yavi. When it comes to the Eibishter, every single neder, no matter what you made, you're affecting the Eibishter because you shouldn't make nedarim. That's a bad thing. We don't want you to, yeah.
Well, but
so the Ran and others learn that there's certain categories of Dorian that are kal and they don't affect Kabbalah. You know, that's probably what it is. I'm just assuming.
I thought it's the Etzim Inyan.
No, that's
Neder is a negative thing.
Yeah, so that's what the Ran saying now. That's what Chum says. Rabbalah says no. It's only in the Dorian with the Neder itself plays out that you can see there's something wrong here. Not just the Neder itself, it's what the Neder was. Okay. What about you make a positive neder? A neder I'll give you a present every week, and then I don't want to do it anymore. I'm not embarrassing my parents if I'm making that kind of a neder.
Promises a certain amount of stock.
Whatever it is. Exactly. Okay, so the Gemara writes, it's now, we look at the Mishnah, there's a case for the Chamoed Rabbi Lezer when a neder that he makes between himself and his parents, a neder that he makes between himself and his parents, if the neder that you're making directly is between you and your parents, even the Chamoed, you can make this generic kind of a, what do you call it? If you would have known that you're insulting the covenant of your parents, would you have made this neder? Now, Bish, who's worried about Abayu, says that the whole problem is we're scared that you're affecting your insult. What do you call it? That you're not genuine. That you're going to say that you're matzah neder when you're not genuine. The Amad, he says, Im kein, if so, ain nedarim nitarin. He says, if so, ain nedarim nitarin. That what? That Abayi said the problem is it's not a genuine Pesach because of course I have no bread. I have to say I don't mind my parents. Over here it doesn't matter. If I am prepared to make a neder against my parents, that shows my parents' cover don't bother me. But I made a neder. I'm not going to walk into the house anymore. So I made a neder against my parents. So what are you going to say that when they told him, look, if you realize how much it affected your parents, would you have done it? And he said, oh, I wouldn't have done it. It's taka genuine. You can't say, oh, he's hiding. Why is he hiding? He doesn't care. He made a neder openly. I don't want to walk in my parents' house. So he chutzpah he has. So therefore, if he turns around and has a charata, that's why the Chacham say it's genuine. You can trust him. He doesn't bother him. According to Rava, Damra says, "Im kein if so, ain nedarim l'shalom l'chacham." According to Rava, who says, "If so, ain nedarim l'shalom l'chacham." That the reason it was scared you stop going to Rabbanit in Matan Neder, and the Chacham hold that even by your parents, you'll stop going to Chacham because that's an easy way. Nu Chacham, my poiskin. Over here, why are you pesek Amri? Why are you pesek Lechayda? The fact is, he sees that even according to Rabban, in this particular case, what was the heter? The heter was, if you'd have known that you insulted your parents, would you have done it? So that's such an easy heter. He'll use that for every mitzvah. So why aren't you worried in this case? Well, nothing to do with chutzpah. That has to do with skid that he sees how easy it is to get out of an edit. He'll stop going to Rabbanim and do it himself, which you're not allowed to because you need a chedim moichel, not himself. So what's chilik of the nedir between him and his parents or stam a nedir? The moment you're matan nedir, even his nedir between him and his parents, you're matan nedir and you tell him, you know why he's in the nedir mutter? Because had you known your parents would be affected, would you have done it? Every nedir he makes, he'll say to himself, oh, my parents, I know they get upset. We're nedir. So the same problem. What's it, why should be made here? No, very different. Amri to say, Kivan the Chol Nidrei Leisaglin. He made a guy who makes a dorm and makes a dorm all the time. Since he made other nedarim, and we never use this approach to be matan neder kon chacham. The only time we use this approach, you know, you affected your parents, is only when he made a neder against his parents. He realizes it's not an open slather that you can use it every time. It's only when he makes a neder against his parents that he can use his heter. That oh, you're insulting your parents. But in every other case, he can't do that. Kim the Chol Nidrei Leisaglin. The Lav Chacham Hachanami Poischin. Since all other dorm needs a chacham, yeah. Sorry.
Why have to be alive?
How else would it be something fixed?
The name, the legacy, the name, the covered. That's right. Affects his way means that you're in Mizalza the covered. What do we have for? Mizalza the covered. Like, totally different. The only time, according to Rachamim, that we can use that argument is when you made a neder against your parents. I'll never go to the caver. Whatever it is. It makes no difference. Yeah. Something directly with your parents, and then we'll use that heter. Because it's a one-off thing, and he's not going to, according to Rav, he's not going to use it opus later. Yeah, true. Okay, now we're going to take out the Mishnah about Neilet. Says the Gemara, you can even use a Pesach, something that didn't exist at the time of the Neder, it's still good enough. My time with Rabbi Lezer. Why did Rabbi Lezer hold you can use Neilet? Amar Avchizad, Amar Kros, and Feisha Pasik. It seems Ki Meisu Kol Anashi Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Eibushter that all the people Das Avirim are dead. Now, we're going to learn now that Moshe Rabbeinu made a Shavua to Yisroi that he'll never go back to Mitzrayim. Yisroi said, I'm giving you my daughter, but every father-in-law and mother-in-law want to make sure their daughter is safe. So you get crazy, you're going to go back to Mitzrayim? You have to swear to me that you'll never go back to Mitzrayim, which he did. He swore he'll never go back to Mitzrayim. How do you go back to Mitzrayim? And yet he did. And the Eibushter told him they died. So, it must be this was a Pesach. The Eibushter was matted his nether. And this was a Pesach. What was a Pesach? That they're dead. At the time when he made the nether, they're alive. So what was he saying here? You can make a Pesach, even though at the time he made the nether didn't exist. It's a Neulid. A new event occurred. It's good enough.
But that presupposes that the base of the nether was an issue of danger. Makes no difference.
Before Shemari asked a question of Lachayda, he went and asked permission from Yisrael. So Yisrael was matted as neder. But anyway, what are we trying to do here? He made a neder. How did he go to Mitzrayim? He made a neder. He will never go to Mitzrayim. Shavua means.
Circumstance.
Why is it neder?
No, I understand why it's a neder. I'm just curious. Is it one of the same?
Pesach means this, how you unravel it. We're using a system of we're using the Pesach of a Neulad. What's a Pesach? We say to him, if you were to realize by doing this you're affecting your wife or your kids, would you have done it? That's not a Neulad. If you thought it through B'shas Ma'aseh, he would have realized that your Neder is not just for yourself, you're affecting all the people around you. Okay, that's a normal Pesach. This is the Pesach. The Pesach is, had you known at the time that this was going to happen, would you have made your Neder? And he said, no, that's called it. But the Pesach, at the time, you didn't know. You can't say the Neder was a mistake. You didn't know about this.
The circumstance didn't exist.
Yeah, and to think it through, it was so loish kiach, you never thought of it at the time. He said, even if it would come up in your mind, you would have dismissed it and say, it's not going to happen.
So in other words, if you're doing a concern about danger,
you have to say it. Yeah, like we have in other cases where he spelled that in the shvu. He says, I will not go to Mitzrayim because it's dangerous, for example. Then the danger is gone. That's different. He didn't say that. But Hamisa, the Neulid, Misa is Neulid, and yet, says the Gemara. The Rabbonan, my Tamayuk, so they hold Hanu mi Maisi. The Rabbonan say, did they die? They didn't die. Lots of them didn't die. But we have them chumash all the time. Oh, see, so very good. Every time it says in the Torah, Nitzim in the Tavim, it's Dasam Avinim. I'm not sure why you even need that saying. It's in Feshen of Chumash in Kedach, that Dasam Avinim were part of the fight. What do you need a hint that every time there's a fight with Moshe, Nitzim in the Tavim, it was Dasam Avinim? Who needs that?
He should bring a ayah from the thing with the people who went out to get them on.
But that's a remez. It's Rashi.
Because there it's obscure. Here it's open. The whole Nitzim is Dasam Avinim.
No, we're bringing Psukim in Nitzim in the Tavim where the Dasam Avinim I'm not mentioned. There's two places in Chumash where it says Nitzim in the Tzavim, Anoshim in the Tzavim, and we say it's Tzavim. What do you need that for? Just say, we know that they were still alive because in Kedach they were there. And yeah, anyway, Elam Rish Lakish Yardu Minichseya, and they became poor, and therefore, they're not a Neulin. The Rishayim try to understand what's a Chiluk. Misa we consider a Neulin, becoming poor is not a Neulin. What's the difference between becoming poor and not becoming poor? So the Rosh learns over here. Yeah, but they're still Neulid. At the time, they weren't poor. They were rich. Look at the side. Rashi, Rabbonon. So the Rashi has an interesting pshat, Rabbonon. On the left side, the three lines above the white lines. Rabbonon. So they're saying it wasn't Misa. There was no Neulid. It was poverty. But still, that's also Neulid. Rabbonon, the Loisavdi, they don't believe a place for Neulid. They'll tell you, Ahu lav Neulid. They'll tell you that is not Neulid. It's not like at all. When they die, me mesu, did they die? Eliyahu min Chsein, they became poor. The Hainu ki Mesu, it's just like as if they died. The Hai Komarachmana, Hanu Kvar Mesu, Ba'isa Shah, Koidim Shinadarta. It's not an island. You know why it wasn't an island? Because they became poor before you made the net. You just didn't know about it. That's not called an island. V'lahavi noilid. Ahoch ishtir bahi charota. That's why they allowed him without regret. Avo benoilid lav hayna charota lahatib boz aneder. But noilid stam would work. So what did Rashi learn? That they were poor before that happened.
Before what?
Before the whole story with Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. They became poor before Moshe hit that guy and all that.
So how can you say only Choshev Kemesh? Because they have a Matzias. What is Moshe Rabbeinu afraid of? These two poor people.
He didn't know this very Indian, only Choshev Kemesh.
He made the nether sometime after he the guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like I said, the chiddush at the time, it couldn't really be the time he made the nether, between the time that he hit the mitzvah and he made the nether, at that time that he came from. This is an aspect of the it was at the time he made the nether, though, when he poured.
Exactly. He made the nether when he went to visit Yisrael and he married Yisrael's daughter. Which happened after that.
Yes, it could be that's about the time he made the nether.
That's right.
Well,
the
show, the
he didn't know that they became poor. Oh, they have no influence. Once you have your poor, they have no influence. No, they did. They became poor. We don't know how many years were apart between. I mean, if you look at Sayyidat Deidus, it gives you a whole cheshbon of all the years. But it was a time later. And
so
he left the time ready.
They're still very influential people.
That's right. Okay, the Ran learns that Anias is more shchiach than Mises. The Ran and all the others learned that no, he became poor much later. But poverty is much more common than death. Dying early because they must have been young, and therefore poverty is not called noilid because every person could become poor. The cycle of wealth changes very quickly, but therefore that's not a noilid. Comes to death, that's a noilid because they're young. Why should you think they die? That's how the Ran and others learn. Says Gemara, what do you mean they became poor? Now we attach the story of Shimon Levi, which we've already had before in the Gemara. Called Adam Shein Lebonim. Anyone who has no children, Choshev Kemeis. Anyone who has no children is considered dead. Shenemar, it says Rachel said to Yaakov, Havali Bonim, give me children. If you don't give me children, I'm dead. I'm as good as dead. So we see clearly from here, having children is as good as dead. But Tad, we learned, in fact. So there's a number of people that if they live, even though they're alive, they're as if they're dead. The time we learned, Abach Shemay. In fact, there are four kinds of people that are considered dead. Oni, a poor person. Umitzayd, a leper. Now we know that each one of them, the Rishonim already say, how do we know that which one Dasam Avinu was? How do you know that the Dasam Avinu became poor? Maybe it became a Mitzayd. Maybe they had no children. So they go through all of them why it can't be. Children, we know in the story of Kedach, it says they and their children. We know the word Mitzayd because that's Beked of a Machna. What happens to a Mitzayd? He's out chutzla machana. So therefore, must be that he wasn't tzeida, wasn't suma. We know he wasn't physically dead because they were still alive. Must be his ani. Umisha ain lebonim has no children. So ani and a blind person also. It says ha'ein ne anoshim etinoker. So again, we know that they were able to see. Oh, the Ranari says that the Ran says that even though they all got cured by Matan Tzeida, but if you did after Chete Egel, all the sicknesses came back. That's what the Ran said before. Oni, no, but Kerem Machle is the story of Koirach. By the story of Koirach, and that happened after one
Tzeida. Now,
it sounds like the Ran learns, and we had before, that the Mitzeda lasted forever. Never left him. Otherwise, Mitzeda could have been a week or two, or just when he wanted to go back to Yerushalayim. How do you know that?
You can't learn on the Aeneas because we know that the least of the Yotzei Mitzrayim had at least 90 donkey loads of gold and treasures.
But he wasn't Ani. When he went back to Mitzrayim, remember when he went back to Mitzrayim, what was it? Yeah.
I'm saying B'shas Nitzim and Tzovim is Kodach Vadosi. At that point, they were so it must have been something else besides Aeneas.
No. We don't care what they were like at that time. Yeah. We're talking about now, before you left Mitzrayim, Moshe was scared to go back in time. Yes. So don't worry. Now, Mitzrayim, if nobody was mad to them, Mitzrayim, even if it be 10 years, you still remain a Mitzrayim halachically.
But it also means that if before Matan Torah, there is no Gidorim of what Mitzrayim is, but it must have been a community society still.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, before Matan Torah,
it was still contagious. It was still contagious.
Nidorim was
what was. I was talking about leprosy. Leprosy in Mitzrayim would have still been contagious, then nobody would have anything to do with him. So also, we had no info. Yeah.
You're saying that
Oh, sorry. The Ran says, I just told you it was the Rosh. The Ran says the reason cannot be a Metzayda is, so why would that matter? So they're Metzayda, and therefore why would Moshe not be scared to go back in time? If they were still rich, they still had yielded influence. What was it to do with the fact that they were Metzayda? But we didn't know that from. We didn't know that part of Ostracizer Metzayda. So therefore, it must be something that the Abishah said to Moshe, don't worry, they no longer have any sphere of influence. Must be that it was a Metzayda. And that answer would answer everything else. If he has no children, what does it do with his influence? And if he's a Metzayda, or if he's blind, what does it do with influence? And Pasha, the thing is, the only one of these four that Moshe made, there's no reason for you to be scared, is if he has no money. Yeah, what do you want to say? Till a coin comes in to say that you're tired. You need a coin to come and tire.
Even if the Tzaraska is away?
Yeah, you need a coin to pronounce.
What about
Moshe Rabbeinu?
He got Tzaraska.
Yeah, but that was miraculous, and Abishah took it away. That's not real Mutzaras. It has to be a...
No, for you to be a
Mutzaras,
a coin has to make
it a Mutzaras. That's also true,
yeah.
Has to be declared. Yeah. Oni d'chsiv kimeizu kol anashim, they all die. Yeah. Or from Nasavi, we know poverty. Mitzaydachsi, when by Yimuriam, Adam said to Moshe, I'll need Turkey, I'll not, he can make it, shouldn't be like dead. So we see Mitzayd like dead. This, so Mitzayd, the Mechshakim, Hashivani, placed me in the darkness, somebody's blind, can make it equal to all the dead. Misha ain't the bunny from Rachasi, hovely bunny, Mimayin, Mason, Lechem dead. So therefore, so that's the Machlek, is whether you can make a pass of the other now. We'll stop picking tomorrow. By the way,